the Family International's core values. Passion for God by Peter Amsterdam, co-director of TFI.
I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
The Family International's first core value is passion for God. It's expressed this way, passion for God. We love God with our hearts, souls, mind, and strength. We seek a close, personal relationship with Jesus and to grow in emulating his attributes and living his love. We use words to communicate thoughts and feelings. Choosing the right words to reflect our values is important, and understanding what those words mean helps us to verbalize and internalize the meaning of the value. So let's look at the phrase, passion for God. Passion for God is a powerful statement. One of the definitions of passion is intense enthusiasm for something, a keen interest in something. So when we say that we have passion for God, we're stating that we have an intense enthusiasm for God, a keen interest in him. Some synonyms for passion are excitement, zeal, delight, fervency, desire, hunger, thirst, craving, conviction, drive. So when we say we are passionate for God, we're speaking in terms of having a desire, a hunger, a thirst, a craving for him, that we have a zeal and drive, fervency and excitement, and of course, love. When Jesus was asked, which is the most important commandment? You can feel the intensity in his answer. He said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, that's a powerfully passionate statement. As Christians, we are to love God with all of our being, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's a call for rich, deep, and a full love. It's a complete love, a love him with everything you've got love, a 110% love. We seek a close, personal relationship with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is relational. He communicates. He loves. He interacts with us. And as we respond, we get to know him better. We say that God is relational because he's a Trinity, three persons in one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They exist as a relationship. God is a relational being, and as such, he seeks relationship with us. We are made in his image, so we are relational beings as well. The beautiful relationship God had with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was damaged because of their choice to sin. God is holy, so after sin came into the world, he can no longer have that same personal relationship with humans. Sin damaged the relationship and separated us from him. This is why God made salvation possible through Jesus. He wants to repair the relationship that sin severed. He wants to bring us back into relationship with himself. He's seeking to be in relationship with us because he loves us. God is so passionate about being in a relationship with us that he sent his only son, Jesus, to sacrificially lay down his life through his death on the cross in order to bridge the gap between himself and humanity. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he wants to be in relationship with us. He's passionate about humanity. He's passionate about you. He's passionate about all of us. And we feel the same passion about being in relationship with him. As the verse says, we love him because he first loved us. We could rephrase that concept to say that we are passionate for him because he was first passionate for us. We mirror his passion. To convey his deep love and passion for us, God used language and imagery in the Bible, which speaks of us being as being married to him. He said, your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. He said that we are married to Jesus, who was raised from the dead so that we could bear fruit to God. And also, as a bridegroom rejoices over a bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. These and other marital metaphors describe the passion which God has for us. It represents the passionate union of heart and mind and spirit that he desires to have with each of us. St. Augustine said, to fall in love with God is the greatest of romances. To seek him, the greatest adventure. To find him, the greatest human achievement. Our love for him results in our desire to build a deep relationship with him. And putting effort into strengthening that relationship is something that we have to do. As such, we're committed to spending time communicating with him through prayer, through reading his word, listening to him as he speaks to us, and paying attention to what he says. He's an integral part of our lives, and what he says to us, it matters. As we develop our relationship with him, we get to know him better. And as we do, we start to become more like him. We begin to understand what he does and what he likes and what he doesn't like. And we make an effort to do those things that please him. And as we do, we begin to change. Being in a relationship with him changes us. But love's like that, isn't it? I dearly love my wife, and because I know that she doesn't appreciate me leaving my clothes all over the floor, I don't leave them there. Now, even though it might be natural for me to toss my clothes in the corner of the room, because I love her, I stop doing it. I value my relationship with her, and I know it makes her happy when I don't throw my clothes on the floor. So I changed my actions for her. My love for her and her love for me has changed my behavior. In a similar fashion, as we grow to know and love the Lord more, and we get to know him more deeply, we change our behavior, our attitudes and actions, because we love him and we value his relationship. Understanding God's passion for us brings an awareness of his desire to bring others into relationship with him. Realizing his passion for those who don't yet know him motivates us to do our best to let people know that there's someone who deeply loves them and wants to be a part of their lives. God's passion becomes our mission. As David, our founder, so powerfully expressed, do you have that same driving passion which motivated the Apostle Paul and all the apostles and all the martyrs and every great man or woman of God? That irresistible compassion which should motivate every child of God in everything they do, everything they say, everywhere they go, with everybody? The great fanatical Apostle Paul summed it up in these few famous and ringing words which have cried out from the heart of every true Christian and every true good deed he has ever done, and for which indeed he is willing to die. The love of Christ compels me. It's our love for Christ. It's our love for God that compels us. It forces us. It necessitates us. It drives us. And it requires us to, number one, love him fervently with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Two, to cultivate a close relationship with him. Three, to strive to be like Jesus, to emulate his qualities. And four, to share God's love with others so that they can know him too. One of the goals as followers of Jesus is to imitate Christ. We want to take on his nature and his attributes. And as we grow in our relationship with him, we become better people. We exhibit godly attitudes. We have godly ethics. We have integrity. We live in his words. As we grow to be more like him, he shines through us. And when he does, when others see us imitating him, whether they know it or not, they see something of God. How can we cultivate such a close relationship with God? Well, by giving time and priority to the relationship, by reading and meditating on God's words, by having regular communication with God in prayer, by obeying God's word and the things he tells us to do, by having a clean heart through regularly confessing and asking for forgiveness for our sins, and by seeking to glorify him in our commitment to follow him as we seek his purpose and will in our lives, and also discovering what is important to God and making those things important to us. That's really key. Passion isn't passive. Being passionate about something means you're going to do something about it. Passion results in action. We who are passionate about God are active for God. We carve out time for God, whether that means getting up earlier in the morning to make that time possible or sacrificing some activity that we enjoy. We make choices that strengthen our close friendship with him. If you want that passion, ask God daily to give it to you. It's a prayer that he delights to answer. And remember, deep love develops over time. As we see God's faithfulness to us in our daily lives, his touches of love and blessings, his supply of our needs, and particularly his grace and sustaining power during the times of trial and affliction, our love and trust for him grow stronger. Many people feel they don't have enough passion for God. They don't feel a physical or emotional passion, which may cause them to think that their level of passion is lacking. Not all of us experience feelings or highs in our spiritual life. Some people are inclined that way, and others are not. You don't have to have physical feelings of passion to know that you love God deeply or to accept his calling in your life. Feelings aren't the proper measuring stick for passion. It's not a question of what you feel internally. What matters is that your passion moves you to action, that it urges you to take steps on his behalf, that it energizes you to be a messenger of the good news to those around you. So don't get tripped up trying to determine whether or not you have passion. As you develop a closer relationship with God, one of friendship and intimacy, your passion will grow. And as it does, doing the things he asks you to do will naturally follow. Your passion will be manifested in your resolve or determination to follow him, like some of God's greatest missionaries who resolved to stake their lives and ministries on God's promises, regardless of feelings. I want to share a moving quote from Wesley Duell on this point. All other passions build upon and flow from your passion for Jesus. A passion for souls grows out of a passion for Christ. A passion for mission builds upon a passion for Christ. The most crucial danger to a Christian, whatever his role, is to lack a passion of Christ. The most direct route to personal renewal and new effectiveness is a new, all-consuming passion for Jesus. Lord, give us this passion, whatever the cost. I'll close now with a beautiful prayer for passion by Amy Carmichael. Give me the love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointments tire, the passion that will burn like a fire. Let me not sink to be a clod. Make me thy fuel, O flame of God. If you have even a spark of faith, a hint of desire to draw near to God, He can blow on that little flickering ember in your heart and bring it to life, causing it to grow and finally to burst into a beautiful, dazzling flame that reflects the heat and passion of God's love. May we all grow in our passion for God.
Copyright 2013 by The Family International. All rights reserved.